So I bless you all. Thank you all for coming. And I'm going to go ahead and open this call in prayer. So if you will join me. Heavenly Father, we, the Master's Call family, united in spirit, in prayer, and in purpose, come before you this morning, thanking you and singing praises unto you. God, in Psalms 91, it tells us that you are our refuge, our fortress, our strength. You are the secret place in which we can abide. And under the shadow, under your shadow, we should stand. You are Elohim, the creator of the universe. You are El Shaddai, the Almighty One. You are El Olam. You will never, ever cease to exist. You are Adonai, the Lord and Master, Master of this morning call. So Adonai, this morning, we release our thoughts to you. We release our words to you. We submit our will to your will and our ways to your word. And as we surrender these few precious moments to you, Lord, we just want to take a little time to simply say thank you for the creators of this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We are so grateful that they answered the call for this prayer time that you placed on their hearts. We thank you for Artists International and the Diaz de Leon family as they were the vehicle that brought us all together. We thank you for Pastor John, who has yielded his voice to your command. We ask that you speak through him boldly and accurately, and that his words be all of you and none of him. We pray that he will bring forth your word this morning, unhindered, unchecked, and unaltered by anything, any outside force. We thank you for the anointing that you have placed on this call, and we ask that you open the portals of heaven so that the blessings of your word overtake us. And, Lord, we will forever give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. And we pray this prayer in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Back to you, whoever the hostess is this morning. Take it away.
Good morning, and praise God for you. Welcome back, Candy, to the Master's Call. We praise God for you this morning, and we touch and agree with that powerful anointed prayer. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with the warmest of kingdom's greetings. I greet you all as family of the Most High God and the Master's Call. And the Master's Call was founded October 25th, 2010. We just celebrated 3 years of dedicated, consistent servantship for our Lord, our God. And we're just so grateful, just like Minister Candy said, that Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa answered the call and said yes and were obedient to God's word. And God gave them a scripture reference to stand on for us all to pay attention to and to follow. And it could be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Master's Call family, we know that we go to God before anyone else, and we let him know what our prayers are. So before we pick up the phone to call a girlfriend or a friend or a family member, we look to God and we cry before him. And we start this call off in prayer, as you heard our mighty prayer warrior open up in prayer. And then we're going to end this call in prayer, and we encourage you to continue your day in prayer, because when those prayers go up, God's mighty blessings come down. And he also gave Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon a mission statement, and it reads, to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And if you want to know a little bit more about the Master's Call, you can go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And you can hear all of the messages that have been archived since the beginning of this call, and you can learn more about the actual call itself. And if you've been on this line and you feel God tugging at your heart and you feel that there is a word in your belly that you are ready to give birth to because God said it is time, if you feel that you are ready to be a prayer intercessor, if you feel the calling on your life to greet God's children or to pray or to host, please email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And not only will our prayer warrior get back in touch with you to let you know what to do next, but you have a family of TMC prayer warriors that will love on you and get you going because God has given us the will to do so. And if you have a prayer request, if you have a testimony, a praise report, if you just want to let us know what God is doing in your life, use the same email address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Now, directly following this call is the motivational call, the MC call, which is hosted by the dynamic platinum president, Dorothy Cook. And that number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. And if you're on the line, you're saying, well, wait a minute, what's a platinum president, and who is Dorothy Cook, and who is Marie Preston from the north side of town, and what is Artist International? What are you all talking about? This is a prayer call. Well, amen, amen, amen. And we all belong to a Christian-based company that is called Artist International. It is a health and wellness company that we look at as a ministry because we minister the word and we also talk about health and taking good care of yourself and others. Amen? So that is the reason why we celebrate artists on this call, because that is the tie that binds us all together. So we encourage you to go back to that person that told you about this call and ask them, how can I be a part of such an awesome, debt-free, over 800% growth company that not only believes in God, but walks in the path of the Lord? Many companies say they believe in God, but when you have an ambassador that prays and make sure that all of us know that God gets the honor and the glory and the praise, we belong in the right company. So go back to that person and let them know that you are ready to become part of Artist International. So I'm going to move out the way because this mighty man of God is about to come on a line, and he is about to let us know what the throne room gave to him. And he, too, is an Artist International distributor. As a matter of fact, he's an executive diamond president, if I'm not mistaken. But this gentleman, his testimony is so powerful, so anointed. You can find his testimony on YouTube. You can call into a motivational call at any given time and hear his name being mentioned because God gave him the recipe of using Artist International products, and he beat stage 4 cancer. You heard it. Yes, stage 4 cancer. God found it fit for him to have a mission in his life, and he is wearing that gift well. And Pastor Glenn John, he is born in the island of Trinidad and Tobago, and as a young man, he gave his life to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, under the ministry of evangelist Jeremiah Prescott. He was then baptized in the water and later received the gift of the Holy Ghost. He attended Duke Street Pentecostal Cathedral Church under the leadership of Pastor David Webster of Barbados, where he continued to pray and worship God in night prayer meetings. He then joined the hospital ministry, the prison ministry, the shelter ministry, and open air ministry. And it's during those years that he sensed the call of God upon his life. As I said, he is a pastor, and he is internationally known as being that mighty, mighty mouthpiece of God. So without further ado, I bring to you our Pastor Glenn John for this morning. Are you there, sir?
You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Take it away. Yes, I can.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to anoint me as a speaker word, and you take the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I bring greetings to Dr. Witherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts and all the pastors and saints of God that are listening this morning. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today I want to read from Exodus chapter 14 and verse 22. We're going to do one verse because if we go up and down with the scripture, I could be preaching all day long. So just one verse this morning. And it says, "And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on the left." Praise the Lord. Today I want to talk on the topic, Red Sea Experience. Do you have a Red Sea experience in your life? Have you ever experienced a Red Sea experience in your life? Have you ever been in a situation that caused you to panic? We panic when we can't figure a way out of a situation and we envision the worst. In a crowded theater, for many of us, the word fire shouted loudly can incite a panic. As people look for exits and crowded aisles, each person envisions himself suffocating and dying a horrible death. At that point, many lost control, climb over others, scream, cry, run, punch, struggle for survival. Many have lost their lives in panicky situations. Not all of them were life-threatening, but they appear to be. Crisis today can prompt a panic situation. Crisis today can make someone do things out of the ordinary because of panic. Are you in a crisis situation? Are you in a Red Sea situation this morning? Loss of a job or source of income can also be a panic situation. A health emergency can also promote panic. Whenever panic occurs, rational thinking and faith-based actions are difficult. Even the believers, when we get ourselves in trouble, we panic and our faith many times are weakened. Often a response made in panic is more dangerous than the threat itself. Generally, we panic out of fear. We see the worst that can happen actually occurring and we attempt to avoid that situation. When we panic, there is a disorder, disunity, distrust, and chaos. Even faith gets challenged when panic situations occur in our lives. We begin to question God. If there is a personal or family situation that is reaching the panic stage in your life, is there any type of situation like that existing? Are you about to lose it? Have you begun to show the first signs of panic as you see no way out of a steady spiral out of trouble difficulties? Before you push your panic button, why not try this one last thing that I exhort everyone this morning to do? Before you hit the panic button, before you get so out of minded and out of sync and begin to press these panic buttons that will be dangerous for you, I want you to stand back this morning. Stand still and see the salvation of God. As believers, we have learned that God has an amazing way of making a way out of no way. He has carved pathways through the seas and brought us over many mountains. Before you lose or you lost your control and panic, do what you can. Then stand still and watch God work. Today, don't panic. Be calm. God has this day under control. So many people did not make it through the night. So many people had hard times coming through the night. But I come to tell you that if we trust God, I come to financial affairs, and we're talking about our businesses, and in this case, Artists International. Some of us, soon as the sales and the numbers begin to drop low, we hit the panic button and we let go because it don't work anymore. This thing doesn't work because nobody is buying. Everyone says it's too expensive, and all the different types of reasons to hit a panic button. I need to do something else. Sound familiar to you? I need to get involved in something else. I'm not realizing that we can stand still and see God perform his work, because the Bible says that when Israel was free from slavery, they marched towards the promised land with a quick pace, but God led them to the Red Sea instead, through an inland route that would have been the logical choice. Realize that God did not take Israel up on dry land. He took them through the Red Sea in the name of Jesus. Trapped between the Red Sea and Egypt, the armies of Egypt pursued them with the goal of returning them to slavery in mind. At the Red Sea, God performed a wonderful act that was awe-inspiring to the Israelites and terrifying to the Egyptians. My friends, he opened the Red Sea and allowed Israel to cross over on dry ground and drown the Egyptians, or the pursuers, in a watery grave. I come to tell you today that the Egyptians you see, you will see them no more if we can only stand still and see the salvation of God perform. Allow God to perform in your life. Had Israel, hallelujah, returned to the promised land without the Red